Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by hearing who we are. That's what we do. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. You had me startled there for a minute. I thought it was a pop quiz.
I think
not good
it was
at those.
In my brain.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is the magical DC Love, according to Barbara and Spirit. And I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. As well, I'm a radio show host, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful fur baby Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and she began to talk to me, and I sort of told her I was a little bit, you know, out of the loop. A couple hours later, she actually threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But there really is a divine connection that I share with Joan. She has left this amazing door open, and those on the other side have walked through it. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic, but yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it provides me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these amazing life-changing experiences, I did have a work background. It was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and to protect. I have come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings. And good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams. As they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should take you to her Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. So now it is time for us to start hearing messages. So, DC, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Thank you, Barbara. It's so great to be back. First message that I have, I don't think it's from Jesus. I think it might be from Joan, okay? So it goes like this. Suck it up, Buttercup. If you keep waiting for the right time, the right place, or the right situation, all you're going to find is yourself waiting forever with a list of regrets about things you never did. So do you agree that it might be from Joan, Barbara?
Possibly, possibly.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, so the next message I got, now I do get messages everywhere, and as you said, Barbara, I don't get messages the way you get messages. I'm very visual, and right before the show, I opened a bottle of Snapple green tea, one of my favorite drinks, and you're saying, yep, and it's, you know, the best stuff on earth, and I do agree with that. But when I took the cap off, there's a little, like, a real fact, I guess, like, on the inner cap, and it says, Leonardo da Vinci discovered that a tree's ring reveals its age. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of cool to know. So I found that kind of interesting. But then Ginger's saying, well, that's just part of the message, Mom. The message is to sort of like be like a tree. Stay grounded, connect with your roots, turn over a new leaf, bend before you break, enjoy your unique natural beauty, and, of course, keep growing. And remember, like, think like a tree. Soak up the sun, affirm life's magic, be graceful in the wind, stand tall after a storm, and feel refreshed after it rains. And also grow strong without notice. Be prepared for each season. Provide shelter to strangers. Hang tough through a cold spell. Emerge renewed at the first signs of spring and stay deeply rooted. While reaching for the sky, be still long enough to hear your own leaves rustling. And I thought, well, you know, that's really, really great advice, you know, to just be like a tree. And I thank Ginger for helping me to notice the bottle cap as it came off. And with that being said, we're going to continue on with a little prayer. And this is a prayer that was written by Kamiko Ray Vision, ATP, the Angel Warrior. Dear Archangels, please surround me. Stand all around me. Stand beneath me to lift me up. Stand above me to help me stay grounded. Angels, please help me to know that my true connection to God is firmly planted within me, and that this connection is my infallible resource to stay centered and determined. Angels, I count on you to stand by my side always. Angels, please stand on my right side, whispering encouragements of my greatness so that I may confidently make decisions, take action, and go where I need to go. Angels, please stand to my left and encourage me to whisper back. Remind me of my innate ability to gracefully receive with joy and stand my ground like the royal figure that I am. With all of God's divine love and your angelic presence surrounding me, I feel I am dressed in the divine armor of love and light, and I am willing to walk in faith with my angelic royal procession. Thank you for helping me to commune with my highest self and with God. Thank you for illuminating my true north. I am grateful. I am energized. I am in great company. Amen. So I thought that was a really beautiful prayer, and I do have another message, of course. Okay. And the other message is a channeled message that I received from Archangel Gabriel. I am Archangel Gabriel, and I am considered to be one of God's special messengers. On many occasions, I have come to earth to deliver messages to certain people. If you yourself are questioning your life purpose or destiny, please call upon me. Listen to the whispers of your heart as you are given guidance from above. I have been sent by God to speak to you and bring the good news. God has heard your prayers, and they are being answered. He shines his light upon each of you like the sun that rises in the sky. He has sent me to assist in any area of your life where blockages are present, as well as remembering your divine soul mission. I am accompanied by a divine team of archangels. We are here to create the answers to your dreams. Collectively, we bring hope, faith, wisdom, illumination, healing, forgiveness, justice, love, truth, integrity, cosmic consciousness, success, and abundance. And as a supreme messenger of God, I will assist you in many ways, my beloved ones. I will help you to have strength and courage while overcoming fear as well as procrastination, And this is some of the ways that I can help you. If you need motivation or inspiration, please call upon me. I will be by your side quickly. I am Archangel Gabriel. And he came in a couple of times, Barbara. I have to say, he had come in a couple of times, and then I couldn't, you know, find what he had to say. So it was like really, really crazy. So I guess today was the day that he wanted to really come in and talk to us. Okay. So those are most of the messages that I have. But Joan was saying she's coming in now. She's laughing a little bit, but she's not coming, you know, all the way. And she's standing to the side and she's saying, yep, it was my message. I'm glad I caught your attention. Sometimes I need that little bit of, you know, something to really catch my attention. And she's letting each of us know that we should never forget to keep working towards our goals. And nothing is impossible if you believe. And as well, nothing is permanent. So you've got to enjoy things while they're happening now. And she's saying, guys, life is tough. And you better laugh at everything. And she's saying, you can get one phone call and your life is forever changed. And remember, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is God's gift. That's why we call it the present. So if you want to be successful, you've got to believe in what you're doing. Also, there's no way around it. You know that you have to work really hard. And I don't want to hear any boo-hoos, poor me. Come on, guys. It's going to take a lot of practice, but you've got to put the time in. And, you know, I did put the time in. And she's saying, I just want to let you guys know that I'm here. And from time to time, I come in, and I come in maybe a little bit harsh. And sometimes I come in just to make you laugh. And she's saying, because I don't want you to take life too seriously. And please never be afraid to laugh at yourself. Because after all, you could be missing out on the joke of the century. And she wants us to just, you know, allow our days to be filled with joy, happiness, and lots of laughter. And, you know, enjoy life when things are happening. It doesn't matter if they're good things or they're bad things. It means that you are alive and that things are happening. And she's just saying that she loves the show, Barbara, and she wants us to keep going. And she, you know, she thinks it's a really cool show and that we're helping a lot of people. And I want to thank her for that. And I just have to say, I met a gentleman yesterday, and he just asked, you know, what I like to do. And I said, I like to watch comedy shows. And he just, like, looked at me, and he said, really? You're not kidding? I said, no. I just feel at times like I disconnect from the world, and I just like to watch something funny. Because, after all, laughter is the best medicine. But he sort of didn't get it. So Ginger is saying, Mom, don't tell him about, you know, me and Joan and the gang. I said, I get it, Ginger. I'm not going any further. He couldn't get past the comedy. But those are my messages, Barbara, for today. I hope that, you know, everyone can take a little something from it. I can't imagine a life without laughter. Can you?
No, I can't. I don't want to either.
Yes, definitely yes. And I just love our path and our connected path. And we do a lot of laughing, and I think we help people to really heal at times with the laughter.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, thank you, DC. And now here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved one, it is okay to laugh. It is okay to actually enjoy your life. We know that when you are growing up, you are taught to behave and to have manners and to do the proper thing at the proper time and to never say anything out of turn. But now you're all grown up. Why don't you just open the nearest window and throw all of those rules out? Because this is your life. This is your life. You are taught so many things while you are a child. And you go through those first years accepting everything that you are told. Even when you are fighting back, you are still accepting what they are saying. You're still remembering it. It's still going into your mind so that it can be pulled out later in your life. And then you reach a point in your life where you wonder why you are creating a life that you really don't love, that you really may actually hate. And a lot of it has to do with all of those lovely beliefs that you tucked away when you were little. Your parents were simply teaching you what they knew, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to keep those beliefs. In fact, your life would be so much better if you let them all go. And I do mean all of them. Because this is your life. This is your creation. You are not supposed to recreate what they had, no matter how much you might have been taught that you are. And no matter how much you might think that they will approve of you, if your life is like their life. And we encourage you to let that go. To let all of it go. All of those beliefs that you were taught. And we're not expecting you to just snap your fingers and let them all go at once. Although if you have that ability, by all means, snap away. But start noticing what you believe. Because what you believe is what is creating what you experience. And if you want to change what you experience, you must change your beliefs. It is the setup of life. But you are given a way to let go of what has been so you can create what you truly desire. You are blessed with the ability to hear these two beautiful women as they share insights and healing and love with you. Utilize the gift that you are given. Start changing those beliefs so that you can create the life that you truly, truly will wake up every morning looking forward to, because it is what you desire, not what your parents thought you should do. It's time to wake up and really live your own life. You are loved, and you deserve the best. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's
beautiful,
Barb.
That was awesome. And while you were, you know, just giving us that beautiful channeled message, I was connecting with Jim Carrey because he just said he loves our show too, his higher self, and he was, you know, coming in as Ace Ventura, the pet detective, and he's saying, "DC, once you get inside my head, baby, there's no turning back."
Oh, that is so funny. Okay. So we have come to the point in the show where now we take questions from callers, and everyone has already pressed one, so I don't have to remind anybody. And we have quite a few callers today, DC. So here we go.
Awesome.
Our first caller is from area code 256. Hi, what's your name?
I am Kimberly, calling from Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just like to get some information on career, please.
Okay. DC, what do you have for Kimberly?
Okay. Good morning, Kimberly. How is the weather in Georgia? It's raining where I am in Pennsylvania.
It's cloudy. It's cloudy.
Okay. Well, it's like it's
fine.
Better than what I have. So, Georgia. Whenever I hear that, I just get like like a beautiful feeling. Okay. So your question was about. Would you repeat that again?
Career.
Okay, career. Okay. I am. Ginger, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying everything is going to happen, and it's going to happen so fast, and it's going to be almost like. Without any effort, Kimberly, okay? So I'm getting that you've got to stay positive. And if you do what you love, the money's just going to come in, okay? And you're going to see that life just gets better and better, Kimberly, okay? I'm getting, you know, as we are connecting right here, right now, there are some obstacles that are with you, and the reason that they're there is allow you to sort of, you know, to think and allow, like, positive energy to come in and help to change your situation. It's sort of like a little bit of a temporary distraction, and it's a time for you to just, like, really reflect on what you are wanting. So Ginger is saying, girlfriend, you know, don't let this get to you. There's something new and exciting coming. It's a beautiful opportunity, okay? And, you know, with these obstacles that I spoke of, they really do help us to recognize what is no longer serving us, okay? And it's time for you to let go of limiting beliefs, okay? And I'm getting, Kimberly, you know, this is a great time that you called us. It's not a coincidence because there's major change coming into your life, okay? And I see a lot of growth. But I want to ask you, I just feel like, you know, have you had a lot of anxiety? Because I feel like, you know, that you have had a lot of anxiety.
I've had to confront my limiting beliefs and distractions instead of wallowing in fear. So I, from my spiritual growth, I understand that I have to confront it. You just can't suppress it. You confront it, and then you move back into love. So I've been doing that lately.
You're doing a great job, really. You are amazing. I sort of feel like now you're more relaxed, and you're sort of, you know, you're letting go of all that stuff that no longer serves you.
Yes.
Okay? So there's a lot of peace, you know, within. And just keep maintaining that trusting attitude and, you know, let any kind of difficulties and any kind of, like, fear that you've had, let them, like, just fade away, you know, and just stay in that, you know, that place of peace. And that's really going to help you. Okay. So the other thing that I want to say, let's see. You've got to be a little more open to the, like, there's, like, you know, there's different options available to you, even if you're not seeing them as we are connecting, okay? And just invite the universe to come in and to support you as well. And just open up, you know, to all the possibilities, all the potential, you know, jobs, all the potential solutions, okay? So you've got, you still have like a little bit of urgency, you know, within. And don't let it frazzle you. You know, don't let it, like, stray you from your goals, okay? And just Ginger saying, you know, like, it's sort of like you're looking straight ahead on. You've got to look ahead, but look to the sides because, you know, there's going to be many possibilities around you. And she's saying, I can't let the secret go. I've got to wait. You've got to be surprised where you end up, Kimberly, okay?
Okay.
So please. A little bit more patient, a little bit flexible. And she's saying, you know, get ready for all the surprises that life has for you. Are you ready for those surprises?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. So I'm just getting, I'm just saying, like, you do have some money issues as we're connecting, okay? And Ginger's saying, here, Kimberly, here's some seeds, you know, to plant. And let's get that financial garden growing. Does that sound good to you?
Yes.
Okay, so she's handing you this big packet. I mean, I've seen packets of seeds. This one is a major packet. It's huge. And she wants you to plant these new seeds and nurture your financial garden and have a little patience. And you're going to see, oh, my gosh, there's so much abundance growing in that beautiful garden. Okay, so hang in there and just know that, you know, everything is the way it should be for now, and good things are coming your way, Kimberly. Okay, and
okay.
What I'm getting to, it's sort of, okay, are there people and things in your life that you sort of, like, should get rid of, like, they no longer, like, serve your highest and best as well? Because I'm getting, like, you've got to look, you know, you've got to look around you, and you've got to go within, and really, like, look at the people as well that you are connecting with, okay?
Yeah,
maybe people that, like, Okay, go ahead, honey.
Yeah. No, I was going to say I haven't I let a narcissistic relationship go 3 months ago,
okay.
And I really don't have what you call friends. So mainly I'm...
Okay, but that opens up the space for people that are beautiful like you to come in, okay? So that's okay.
Right.
All right? And Ginger is saying, don't forget about, you know, that sense of humor, okay? Because it really is going to help you on this journey, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So now I'm going to turn over to Barbara and to Jesus, and everything is going to be amazing, hon. So just hang in there. And thank you for calling
okay.
us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, Kimberly. We are going to do some work on letting go of some of those things that you want to let go of, and so we're going to use a method that I use where we talk with the innate body, which is kind of your spiritual consciousness, if you want a way to understand it, and it allows you to release beliefs from every level, every place that you exist. So I will say a phrase, and then you will repeat it out loud. Because when I'm saying it, I'm talking to my innate. When you say it, you are talking to your innate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold back from my own life.
Dear innate, I release the fear
to
hold back.
The need to hold back from my own life.
The need to hold back from my own life.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving.
Dear innate, I am open to receiving.
Dear innate, I am open to seeing opportunities.
Dear innate, I am open to seeing opportunities.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I know God loves me.
Dear innate, I know God loves me.
Dear innate, I allow a beautiful life.
Dear innate, I allow a beautiful life.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Okay, so I'm told to remind you and everyone else who's listening, whenever I'm doing the dear innate statements with anyone else who's listening that feels that they need the same kind of statement, feel free to say it because your innate body is listening as well. Working with your innate is really very simple, and it's something you can do at any moment. So if you have any thoughts or beliefs that pop up that you don't want, you don't like, whatever, you can just say, dear innate, I release this belief, or you can specify what the belief is. And the innate goes to work on your belief, clearing that out of you. And you should feel... No, you shouldn't feel unless you choose to feel. But most people do feel lighter. They feel more peaceful. That's one of the things that happens with me whenever I do one of the dear innate statements. It brings me a sense of serenity. It's just like really lovely. Okay. Let me check and see if there's anything else that we need to have you let go of. Dear innate, I give myself permission to live my life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to live my life.
Take a nice deep breath. Oh, I can feel big stuff moving from that one. How do you feel?
Good.
Wonderful. All righty. Let's see. Is there anything else I'm supposed to tell Kimberly? I say, nope, you're good. Okay. Well, thank you, Kimberly, and, you know, check back and let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 914.
Hi, who's this? Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Christine.
And what can we do for you today, Christian?
I was just wondering if you could pick up anything about my career. I am currently working, but I'm looking for a new job. So I'm just wondering if you could pick up on how soon that will happen.
Oh, okay. Let's see what DC is getting. DC, are you muted?
I am. And I had such great advice. Okay. Good morning. It's wonderful, you know, to connect with you, Christian, this morning. The first thing that I am getting for you, though, is you've got to keep your emotions in check, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting things are moving for you in a positive direction. Okay, so you've got to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting there's going to be someone that comes into your life to help you. Maybe, you know, sort of, maybe like an advisor or a healer or something that is really going to help you, and I believe it may be a man. Sort of a very wise man is what I'm getting. And just be open, you know, to what this person says and the support that he offers. But also, you know, don't neglect your own intuitive guidance as well. Like, weigh everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You've got to realize that you determine your own destiny, okay? You do, but there is going to be assistance coming, you know, for you in regard, you know, to your question. So be open to, like I said, be open to that assistance. And I am getting, again, like I said, it's a man that's coming your way.
Mm.
And I'm right. Like, you've got to really pay attention because this could have, you know, a lot to do with your financial, but professional growth as well, even your personal growth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be on the lookout for the guidance that's coming, you know. And I'm also getting, you know, have you been thinking about studying maybe some kind of healing modality? And you're thinking, well, you're asking one question, but I'm asking you another. The reason is I'm getting a new kind of, you know, healing modality or something along that line. It's going to change your life, and it's going to change your life forever. Okay, so have you had any thoughts in that direction?
Yes, I have. I wanted to start studying Reiki, but I just never did.
Well, that is your validation. Please look into the Reiki. There's, you know, there's different modalities of Reiki, and look in and, you know, to see, you know, Google what different kinds there are and see what really resonates with you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm getting is you have Archangel Michael coming in now because your first chakra at the base of your spine. You know, the chakras are little energy centers that, you know, run, you know, up the body. And I'm just talking about the seven main chakras. So this one is your first chakra located at the base of the spine. And with this chakra, this helps us to have a sense of security. It helps us to have a sense of stability, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, there may be some issues with you from letting, like, the energy really flow freely in this area. Okay, maybe because of whatever happened in the past, you know, it's still affecting you in the present as well as the future, and we don't want that, okay?
Right.
So Archangel Michael is here with you, and Ginger, my dog, is saying she wants to allow Archangel Michael to use his chakra cleaner with Barbara and then have Jesus come in as well and just keep the faith And, you know, you've got to, honey, you've got to own that power that you have and know that you have the security that you need today and always. And don't worry about anything, but pray about everything, okay? So I am going to invite in Barbara and Jesus, hon, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. God bless you.
Okay. So first, Michael wants to pour the chakra cleaner into you, and anyone else who wants to have their chakra cleared, just say yes, and he will hear you. So just take a nice deep breath as he pours it in. And it's now moving down through all of your chakras. And it's going to bring them all into balance and alignment so that the energy flows the way it's meant to flow. And we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. And let's see, which ones are we supposed to do for you? So just repeat after me. Mm-hmm. Dear innate, I allow myself to succeed.
Dear innate, I allow myself to succeed.
Dear innate, I open to the flow.
Dear innate, I open to the flow.
Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am always guided.
Dear innate, I am, I'm sorry.
Always guided.
I am always guided.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Okay, and take another nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels great.
Okay, there's one more, at least one more that I'm getting that you need to say. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of survival.
Dear innate, I release the fear of survival.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. All right. Ooh. Make sure you drink lots of water because that helps you move all of that energy in you.
Okay.
And you may notice big changes in your life, and it may come in little subtle things, but sometimes it's something big that just pops up in front of you. So don't be alarmed if that happens.
Okay.
Thank
you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
God bless. Thank you.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye. All right, and our next caller is from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm really well today, actually. How are you guys?
I'm doing
great. You sound
great.
I love all the laughter.
It's crazy, but we resonate with crazy, and, you know, you do too, for sure.
Oh, yes.
Or you wouldn't
it.
Keep calling in.
That's right. Good one, good one. I love that that Jim Carrey's higher self is here. That's fabulous.
It is. It's kind of scary, you know, to have him and Joan sitting here with us, but it's okay.
Oh, my. That is true. I'm watching the birds in the trees in front of me, and they're just flitting all throughout the trees. It's just amazing to watch.
And that's really funny because Carrie is standing there as Ace Ventura, and he's got all these parrots and birds all over him. He's the tree.
Yeah.
So that's really funny that you picked up on that.
Isn't that something? And right now I just got this high-pitched ring in my right ear, really loud.
That's totally cool.
Amazing.
Totally, totally cool. But you do resonate with animals. Oh, my gosh. You have such a connection with animals, Teresa.
Yes, I do. I just love it. I just feel so much for them.
Well,
I
Jim
really
Carrey's
do.
Higher self. Jim Carrey's higher self is coming in, just as Jim Carrey. He's now coming in as Ace Ventura. And he's saying to you, Teresa, that you can feel it's something that you don't want. So, you know, you might as well take a chance and do something that you love, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he wants you to let the fear, you know? Because he's saying fear is always going to be there with you, Teresa. It's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to just how much fear, okay?
Yeah.
That's your choice, to decide how much fear, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't know. Jackson is here with us, but for some reason I'm seeing Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. I love Bert.
And I know Jackson loves Ernie. So I don't know, were they your kids? Like, did the kids love to watch Bert and Ernie?
I loved to watch Bert and Ernie. I would pretend to be sick just to walk home from school to be with my baby sister to watch.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. Because they just popped up and they're just around and like, I don't understand the message, you know, but I know that you're here.
But I love it. Ernie was the silly one in the vortex.
Yes.
And Bert was telling him, knock it off, behave. And he'd go, oh, but Bert, wait a minute. I have to tell you something. And he'd just go off into this whole thing and just drive Bert insane.
You know what?
That's
I just think maybe it's time
to go
back and
yes.
You could find them. If you could find them maybe on YouTube or like whatever, you know, find them and look and just watch again. I feel like there's something that you need.
Okay,
and Ernie is asking, Ernie's asking Bert, you know, or Bert is asking Ernie, how do I look? With your eyes, Bert. You know, so I don't know what the message is, but I know that they have some subliminal messages when you watch them. I know that that's going to be, you know, what's going on with that.
Uh-huh.
So that's really cool.
That's
You're going to have to let us know exactly what's going on with that, okay?
Okay,
so with that being said, like Ernie and Bert, I'm getting, like, new connections are coming into your life. Okay, so make sure that you're really, you know, aware and, you know, like, welcome them, okay? It could be, you know, maybe like a kindred spirit. It could be a friend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, it could be so many different things, okay?
Okay.
But just, you know, make your awareness, you know, like more open, okay? And and allow this connection to come in. Because when I said that, I feel like your heart just like sort of like took like a little step back. It sort of like, you know, was on guard when I said that, Teresa.
Well, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, but I still feel, you know, that you have like a little something that you're holding on to in regard to relationships. Now, I spoke of maybe like a friend or some other, you know, kind of connection, and you immediately thought of love, and your heart like, you know, went on guard there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm listening. I'm agreeing with you.
But I'm getting, you know, just please try to be open and know that, you know, there's going to be unlimited resources around you at this time. So you've got to start thinking in a larger sense, okay?
Uh-huh.
And get ready to, you know, Ginger's saying, girlfriend, grab all the gusto. It's yours, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, I know things are going on with you right now, but there's a lot of good coming your way, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And as one door closes, another one does open, okay?
Yes, yes.
Please don't let that, you know, get you, you know, disheartened or anything, okay? And
okay.
Ginger, you know, just sure that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, okay?
Right.
You're very intuitive. Let your intuition guide you to the open doorway, Teresa, okay?
All right.
And while we're waiting for that door to open, open your heart and open your mind, okay?
Okay.
So you can have love come your way. You can have money come your way. You can have so many different things come your way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's up
okay.
to you. You open the doors that you want to open. And as you open these doors, wonderful experiences are waiting for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
So they are truly amazing, okay? And we do have the angel of love with you, honey, okay? Because
oh, okay.
she felt too what's going on in your heart, okay?
Okay,
and,
okay.
Okay, there's still something in the heart there, okay? And it really has to be removed. You've really got to let go, because if you keep it within, it can be toxic, and we don't want anything toxic. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you.
So we're going to invite Barbara in, and we're going to invite Jesus in, and we're going to help you to really, like, open your heart once and for all and be free and open up to the life that you truly deserve, because you truly do, okay? And when
yeah.
you look into the mirror, if you look close enough, you're going to see not only the beautiful face, your beautiful reflection, you're going to see
mm-hmm.
the angel of love with you, Teresa, okay?
Okay. Okay.
You are worthy of all the beautiful love that, you know, is coming your way and that is yours. But you've got to start with loving and valuing yourself without any kind of limitation, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, Bert and Ernie are waiting to connect with you.
Yay.
And at this time, I'll wait a little while because I've got to turn this beautiful lady over to Barbara and to Jesus. Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay.
Jesus.
All
hi,
right.
Barbara.
So, hi. We are going to say, we may say phrases more than once. I'm getting that there are some phrases they're going to have you say several times. Okay.
Okay.
So just repeat after me. Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I am enough.
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 Dear innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am enough.
And take a nice deep, deep breath.
I'm surrounded by my animals right now.
Good.
Yeah. They're so loving. My big golden retriever. I've got a beautiful smoky gray cat. My beautiful solid black cat. My little white puppy. Everybody's around me.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
We're not finished yet, so don't go anywhere.
Okay, I'm right here. Getting ready to turn Bert and Ernie.
Okay. Let's see if there's more. Okay, what do you want to tell Teresa now? when you look at your life and you see all of those beautiful animals, the ones who are part of your personal life and the ones who are part of the life in the world, when
yes.
they see you, they see that you are enough. They love you for who you are.
I know it.
And we want you to start loving yourself for that same reason. Love you simply because of who you are. You have all of these beliefs in your little mind that say, well, if I was this, if I was that, if I was just this, if I was just that, then I would finally be enough.
Yeah.
And the truth is that you are enough right now, exactly as you are. You are enough. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are magical.
Oh.
You are here, and this is where you are meant to be. So let go of all of the doubts, the worries, the fears, whatever it is that comes up. You are enough, and you deserve a beautiful life. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, go and enjoy Bert and Ernie.
I'm going to. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
You too, Therese. God bless.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to our next caller from area code. Oh, this is Helena.
It is. Hi, how you doing?
Great. How about you?
I don't know. I'm sort of in kind of an off area, but not off, just in between area. There's so much to do, and I feel so much coming, and yet it's not happening. I'm sort of here kind of planning everything out. I don't know. I guess whatever comes in, and just curious about money.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Well, necessary stuff. Good, bad, or indifferent. It kind of is what it is.
Well, Selena, Ginger is saying you've got to sort of take your focus off of money. Okay, and when you do, that's when you're going to see more money come in. Okay, and as well, you've got to remove any kind of emotions, you know, in regard to money. And she's saying, Mom, look at Selena. Look at that jacket that she has. And I'm saying, you know what? I love jackets with pockets, Selena. But you've got a jacket that I've never seen before because it has more pockets than I've ever seen. And the angels are stuffing each of those pockets with money. So you're going to have all the money that you need. Okay?
Okay.
So just, and girlfriend, let go of the insecurities. Let go of the insecurities. You know, just start to think in a more positive way. Think about only what you are wanting and don't focus on the other stuff, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. You know, everything is as it should be. And I'm also seeing, I don't know why, I don't know if you like St. Anthony, but St. Anthony is with you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
I love any higher being.
That, you know, that you'll soon, you know, find the faith that you need for this situation, okay?
Okay.
So whether it's like a physical item, like in the physical world that you've lost, or it could be, you know, as much as like losing your faith, call upon, you know, St. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger saying, sort of like almost like a little nursery rhyme. Tony, Tony, gather round. Something's lost and must be found. Okay?
Ginger.
So just say, she's saying, keep the faith, you know, and everything's coming to you in divine timing. And she's saying, after you, Joan is with you. We're heaven's helpers. Did you forget that? Okay? So she's writing the word miracle in the clouds for you. Okay?
Wow.
And just have the faith of a child once again, okay?
Okay.
And everything, it does look good. I mean, it really does look good for you.
Okay,
so you've just sort of, like, let go and believe. Because your emotions and your fears, wow, we've got to get rid of the way you're, you know, like those emotions and fears, because that is what's really holding you back. And don't you get exhausted? She's saying, mom, she gets exhausted with everything that's ahead, you know?
Yeah,
Joan is with you and Ginger, and they're saying, you know, if you want to get out at some point, invite us. We'll go for a walk with you. We'll help you to clear your mind.
All right.
Okay, and just, you know, any kind of emotional attachments, let go of them.
Okay.
And you need to see that, you know, things are going to change for the better. If you get into that crazy state of mind, again, Ginger's saying, just stop for a second and think about something that really brings you peace, something that really brings you joy, Selena. And then you're going to find that it's so much easier, okay? But
okay,
you've got to, you know, you watch what you're thinking, because that's really like a lot of it, okay?
Okay, all right. I mean,
and
You talk. Who's with me?
No, go ahead.
I'm seeing
Archangel Michael. I'm seeing Jesus. You know, and I'm even seeing like little fairies that are with you. Okay.
Talking about them yesterday.
Okay. And I'm also feeling that like you're calling in your tribe, Selena. You've got an amazing tribe. And Ginger and Joan are part of that tribe. And you're calling in that tribe, okay?
Good. Yes.
Okay. So gentle with yourself. Please be gentle with yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm seeing those beautiful little fairies, and you know, whenever you're outside, they are around you. They're not far, okay?
Oh, good.
They want to help all those feelings that you have, you know? They want to remind you that, you know, like what you're thinking, what you're feeling is really creating your reality, okay?
Yeah.
And you're saying, so, Selena, are you going to be more aware of your thoughts?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
And she's wants you to believe in miracles, because she's showing me a miracle with your name on it, okay? So stay positive and expect amazing things. Expect miracles, okay?
Yes.
And I saved a packet of seeds for Selena. She did give a packet of seeds to one of her other callers. But these are the seeds of prosperity, and she wants you to plant those seeds and water those seeds and see all the abundance that starts to grow from them, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of see how I get in my way, but then I sort of don't know how to get out of my way. And like one other question, it's relating to my emotional craziness and stuff. I get very uptight, like with the roommate here. I don't get in fights with him. I keep it internal. I don't know if you pick up anything or any advice about that.
Okay. Well, Ginger is saying, the first thing she's saying, just breathe, because when you spoke of the roommate, it was like you were holding your breath almost.
That's what happened. It's like I just go in my room and shut the door.
Okay. I don't, like I said, when you had like Barbara and myself on your beautiful show, she talked, I think she talked about different essential oils, and she's saying, I think it's cardamom, C-A-R-D-A-M-O,
uh-huh,
and cardamom.
Uh-huh.
She said, that would be like something that you should really think about getting, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because that is going to be a beautiful essential oil that is going to help you to remember to breathe more deeply,
okay?
And it's sort of going to help you not only to breathe more deeply, it's going to help you to heal, and it's going to help you to see this situation in your life as well as other ones with new eyes. You're going to say, my goodness, Ginger, oh, my gosh, I put on this essential oil, and all of a sudden I noticed, oh, my goodness, the world looks like a brighter place. Everything that I'm hearing sounds amazing. You know, you're smiling, and you feel like so amazing, she's saying. So she wants you to connect with this beautiful essential oil, and it's going to help to heal that relationship with that person, okay?
Okay. All right.
Oh, she wants,
do you see an
ad? Go ahead.
An end to this living situation.
Okay. Well, you know what she's saying. Do you feel in your heart? What are you wanting, honey? You know, you've got to want to. If that's what you want, I'm getting a yes. And as you ask that question, I'm getting, honey, there's a healing taking place on all levels, physical, emotional, spiritual. You have beautiful angels, you have your guides around you. They're all with you. They're loving you and they're supporting you. They've never left you. And you can change your life by looking forward to what you are wanting, okay? And just expect to be from this situation. And I have Jim Carrey coming in and he's saying, oh, really? This is really interesting.
Tell him he's got to come on my show.
Well, you've got to connect with him, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like his higher self, like I said to you, is already connected to your higher self.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I feel that beautiful energy between you for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
So he wants you to open up life's opportunities, you know?
Oh, that's what I want to do.
They're taking them, Selena. What is your deal? Don't be afraid of taking these beautiful opportunities that are available to you, okay?
Yes.
But I want you to just, you know, go for it, you know?
Okay.
And you've got what it takes, okay?
Okay.
He's saying it's better to risk going to death than surrender to it.
Yep. Yeah.
Selena, if you give up on your dreams, what is left? What's left?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. A totally boring existence.
Okay.
Where comedy shows
won't
even make me laugh. And by the way, we all do need that laughter. You're right.
Oh, we do. And like I said, I connected with someone yesterday that just was looking at me and like couldn't even understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why do you think Stephen Colbert is so popular? He makes all of this stuff palatable and makes us laugh at it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I'll never, like I said, you know, I'm so blessed that Barbara and I are connected and we have this beautiful show, you know, because laughter is medicine and it really, really does help.
Yeah, and you guys help so many. The energy you put out and the kindness and sweetness. And hope it comes back to both of you many times over.
Well, thank you. And
You're welcome.
That being said, there's a little bit of work to be done, so don't try to butter my mom up. Not getting out that easily, Selena. We're going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus.
Okay, Helena.
Okay.
Okay. They want to do something different with you since you've got this whole group of divine beings that are with you right now.
Wow.
They are standing around a, you know, like in a temple, they have these pools or where people can go in and bathe and get the energy and all of that. Okay, so they're all standing around one of these pools. It's in a marble temple, beautiful, beautiful place. And the pool is filled with liquid, unconditional love. And you are standing there with them. And they are now placing you in the pool. So you are being drenched with unconditional love. You're just, all of this beautiful love is just soaking in through the pores of your skin. And they've dunked you under the love, so it's everywhere. And now into the pool, they're putting all of your beliefs about money. And there's a ton of them that they're putting in there. And what this does is love dissolves all those false beliefs. It's just going to completely release them from your life. So if you feel any beliefs about money coming up, just let it go. You don't even need to pay attention to it. Just let it go. Because they are removing all of this money crap from your life. They say, enough is enough. We don't need this anymore. And so it's all being removed. And it'll take about 2 days for it all to be completely worked out. So if you find yourself feeling tired over the next 2 days, like you really need to take a nap, go ahead and take a nap and drink lots of water. Okay, what else do they want to say? Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, I am enough.
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 Dear innate, I truly am enough.
Dear innate, I truly am enough. Dear innate, I truly am enough.
Okay. All right. You may feel things shifting and moving around, and that's absolutely fine. That's just part of the process.
Wow, that's great. I hope so. This is good. I mean, I do feel...
The roommate thing is actually connected with money. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, he's here because, I mean, I lost my job and I need help. Yeah, it absolutely is connected with money.
Him. You resent him because he reminds you that you don't have money.
I suppose so.
You do.
Yeah, works for me.
That's why you're finding what's wrong with him. That's why you want to find fault with him. Yeah, that's part of it. So clearing out this money is also clearing out the things attached to it. So you may find yourself accepting your roommate and not having any kind of issue with him. You know, it's just a person, and he came in when you needed him, and when you're finished with him, he'll go away. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do think it is strange or divinely guided that it all happened just at this point in time.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't looking actively for anything. So, I mean, I can't negate that. You know, and the other thing is, I guess I'd be a little more calm about stuff, but even without eating, I need money to get from point A to point B. And, you know, when that gets, you know, scary looking, then it's like, holy smoke. But, okay.
Well, one of the things that they want me to remind you is that when you look at your life and you find that it's full of tension and anxiety and fear and all of that, then it's just a reflection of what you are practicing. Because what you practice is what you see.
Okay.
And if you are practicing being anxious and worried and doubtful and fearful, then that is exactly what you see. If you don't want to see that, practice something different.
Okay.
It really is up to you.
Okay.
And Selena, Ginger wants you to visualize the financial prosperity that you truly deserve, and she's saying you will attain it.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
More focus, and know that you know you're going to have all the money that you need and more. Okay.
Mhm.
You've really got to believe that. Okay.
Yeah.
And be yourself. Follow your intuition, your instincts, and allow yourself. I'm getting that in one way or another. You're not allowing yourself to have all the good that you're so deserving of. You're not allowing yourself.
That could be very true. I don't doubt that.
Okay, Barbara, is there like an innate statement for that? Because she's not allowing herself to really to have this abundance, this prosperity.
That is really covered in the Dear Innate, I Am Enough.
Okay.
Because that's taking all the judgment out and just accepting yourself as you are. And one of the things that you might want to remember about life, and this is true for every single person in existence, you are making it up as you go along. That's it. You're making it up as you go along. Everything that happens in your life, you are making it up as you go along. And so if you're experiencing lack and desperation, hey, that's what you're making up as you go along.
Okay.
And with that being said, I'm getting Kramer coming in from Seinfeld. He's saying, Helena, you better believe it, buddy. It's true what she's saying.
Oh, golly.
And he's just standing with myself and Barbara. Like he has one hand on my shoulder, the other hand on Barbara's shoulder, and he's saying, Helena, are we crazy or did we just blow your mind?
Maybe both, but good crazy.
Okay. So you've got him with you too, Kramer, and I love Kramer, but he's with you as well, yep.
Okay.
He always, like, believed in himself, and he always had these amazing adventures, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He really did. And that came in as Barbara was saying, you know, we're creating our reality. We truly are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just go back and watch a couple, you know, episodes of Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah, Kramer ones, yeah.
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 Okay, and Helena, there's one more thing they want me to say to you.
Yeah.
And that
go ahead,
is,
Barb.
You can't complain your way into happiness.
Thank you. That's very right on for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you either want to be happy or you want to complain. Your choice.
Okay.
And Helena, he has a glass, and he's raising it, and he says, here's to you, girlfriend. Here's to feeling good all the time and really connecting with all your dreams, hon. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
And so if you want to, for the next couple of days or for however long you want to, you can do this for the rest of your life if you want to. It doesn't matter to me. But whenever you think about money, imagine this huge balloon filled with liquid love comes and smashes into the money, breaks and saturates the money with love. So just start throwing love at money and see how that changes your relationship with it.
Okay.
You're laughing at me, Helena, because when I'm in my happy place, I start to sing. I don't know if you sing, but I like to sing. Maybe dance a little bit and sing. And Ginger's like laughing. She's saying, yeah, then you realize right away that your voice is a lot worse than your problems.
Oh, shit.
It is the truth. I sort of look like Elaine on Seinfeld. If you haven't seen her dance, Google it and you'll get a good laugh. Because
I haven't.
That. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't say anything. You have to look at it. You're really gonna.
Yeah.
To Google her dancing. Oh, dearest goodness, it's hysterical.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you both very much. Both hitting the nails on the head.
Okay. Well, you know, it's up to you. It's your life, and you're making this up as you go along. So. If you don't like it, change what you're making up. And don't forget, throw those big old balloons of love at whatever it is. You can start throwing them at the roommate, too. Saturate him with love.
Okay. I'm not up to that yet, but... but everything else...
Well, you know, with age comes, Helena, we're wiser than a lot of those younger people, so you've got to remember that. We have that they don't have. You're saying, yeah. And you guys can laugh, you can cough, you can sneeze, and you can pee all at the same time. You know?
The roommate's not young.
No, but I'm saying us, like we're not like as young as, you know, like some of the people out there, but we've got that wisdom.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah,
you're saying, and Helena, you know, and it's like, you know, happiness is like peeing your pants. Everyone can see it, but only you can feel its warmth, okay? I don't know where this is coming from, but it's kind of crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness. All right. Oh, boy. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Talk soon.
Okay, and have a wonderful 2 days of bathing in love and changing your relationship with money. So,
yeah.
Call us on Thursday
and
let us know how it's going.
Okay, I will do. Yeah, well, pending my sked, but I will.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Lots of love.
You're welcome.
We love you, John.
Thank you.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna. I would like to know, I have some opportunity to go for another job, and at another hospital that's part-time. It could go into full-time, but it's not for sure, and it's closer also to my house, and the pay, I'm sure it's better than what I'm getting now because I'll be working as a clinician. So I was wondering what to do now.
Okay. Well, this is DC, and I thank you for calling in. And the angels are saying that you've got all the information you need to make the right decision, okay? And they're saying, you know, use your logical mind, not your heart, in regard to this matter, and everything is going to turn out fine, okay? And I'm getting, you know, things are getting better for you. I see four-leaf clovers all around you. Your financial situation is going to improve, but you've got to use your head on this one, not your heart, is what the angels are showing me, okay? And just expect money, prosperity, okay? I'm getting what they're telling me now. You've got to make this decision. We can't give you the answer, but
I know.
I'm getting social networking, financial creativity. Do you honor and value your creativity and the wonderful ideas you have?
Well, I have to use my creativity at my job currently, but I don't have my own creativity for my art is like non-existent, and that's kind of sad, you know. I do need to get back into my own art, and I feel like this job requires all of my creativity, and it's great, but I'm not getting paid for it, and I'm not getting anything for myself. It's for them, and I'm trying to switch everything back to me and what do I need and everything. I mean, I have my dog here, which is great, but I'm sure I can get it in anywhere now that he got into a hospital. He can get into any other place, you know, I'm sure.
Yes. And just keep that confidence, you know, within you, the way you spoke right now, have that confidence, and you're going to move ahead, and you're going to move ahead very quickly. You've got an amazing personality. I feel your passion. You're very magnetic. You're very confident. And you've got to play up your strengths, okay?
Okay.
And you've really got to... prospective employers, you've got to really play up your strengths, and you've got to relax.
Like I feel
know
right
everything.
Now.
Hey,
I
I'm getting you're
right
worrying
now.
A little too much. Go ahead, Anna.
I feel like right now I'm in a good place. You know, I have what I need. Everything is good. Why would I want to shake the boat up for myself?
Well,
I've come from a lot.
Okay, I'm getting what I'm hearing is, you know, how good can you stand life? Anna, because that's how good it's going to get, okay? I am seeing something in front of you. It could be a contract, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm getting like more money can come to you. But if you're happy like with what is going on now, it'll stay the same, Okay.
I don't want this either. This is not everything that I dreamed of, you know. Definitely.
Right.
Not.
Well, life is abundant. Life is truly abundant.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, if you do what you love, you're going to see the money's going to come, you know. The money will be
okay.
there for you. But you've got to do what
okay.
you love, okay?
Yeah.
And really direct everything towards what you are wanting. And I'm just,
yeah.
I'm getting the word success around you. Okay. I'm getting the word success. And I'm also
okay.
seeing material happiness around you.
Okay.
And as Barbara stated to the last caller, you're the one that created the life that you have now. So you
yes.
could keep recreating and recreating.
Okay.
Okay.
Gosh, I just don't know what I want to do next. I just have no.
Well,
I'm just trying to
yeah,
like,
you've got to
imagine.
But Anna, you've got to think about it. You've got to come up with a plan, and you've got to sort of dream big, okay? Because you're seeing things from a smaller perspective, from what I'm being shown.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to come up with this plan for your future, and you've got to connect with that beautiful creativity that you have within yourself. Okay? And you've also
yeah.
got to be receptive. You've got to be open-minded to opportunities that are going to come your way. Okay? Because
yeah.
what it is you're desiring more freedom in your life, and the creativity within you is going to help you to have that freedom. Okay?
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Okay? So
yeah.
now I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus as well. And I'm getting there is going to be a change in career coming. And it's going to be like less stressful, and it's going to be less stressful financially as well. It's going to be more fun, and you've got to see this opportunity exactly the way you want it to be. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus. Thank you, Anna.
Okay, Anna. We're going to do some of those dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release living in my comfort zone.
Dear innate, I release the need to live in my comfort zone.
Dear innate, I open up to my life.
Dear innate, I open up to my life.
Dear innate, I accept my own creativity.
Dear innate, I accept my own creativity.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to do what I enjoy.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to do what I enjoy.
Dear innate, I give God permission to provide everything I need.
Dear innate, I provide God permission to give me everything I need.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, I release all fear and anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all fear and anxiety.
Dear innate, I make the right decisions.
Dear innate, I make the right decisions.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, now when you think about the two different jobs, which one feels right for you?
Well, the job that I am in right now gives me what I need. The hours are good. And I also have a class on Fridays that I can take. And this class, if I go here, I won't be able to do any of that. It's from 2 to 8 p.m. It's like, I'll go to the interview. I'll check out the site. I can do that.
Yeah, and just see what feels right. You know, just walk through the new place and see how it feels.
Right. That's what I want to do.
And
thank
you will
you.
Make the right decision. You will decide what is right for you.
Exactly.
Right for you
yeah.
in every way, not just work-wise, but also your free time, your creative time, your whole life. Everything
yeah.
is part of this decision. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing that you're going to make the right decision, but they're not showing me which one you're going to decide on. So that's completely up to you. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel good about it now?
Yeah. Very
Great.
Good.
Wonderful. All right. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another show.
Awesome. What a show. Oh, my goodness, Barbara. It was truly amazing. The energy was, like, really high, and I feel wonderful.
Wonderful. Great. Fabulous. Ooh, they're showing me they're putting you in one of those, you're in a temple. There's that little pond thing. They have to tell me what to call that little pond thing. They say, well, little pond thing sounds good. Okay. And you've got a huge crowd that's there with you, and they are putting you into the pond filled with liquid love. And they're dunking you up and down a few times. And they want you to just let yourself float. Let yourself just
Beautiful.
Mellow out in love.
Oh, that's awesome. Truly, truly awesome.
Okay, so you,
you
may experience big changes in your life over the next 2 days, too.
Wow. That sounds awesome. But I've got a little message from Ginger to everyone. To remember who you are, you need to forget who they told you to be. And I really think that really, you know, says it all.
Yes, it really does. That is a wonderful, wonderful message.
Well, Ginger's saying, Auntie Barbara, you're so inspiring.
Well, I'm glad.
You truly
All right.
are.
I think we are done for today. Check and make sure. They're sending everybody lots and lots of love. Love is the answer. Love is always the answer. So anybody,
truly...
if you have an issue in your life, don't forget, you can also have those wonderful water balloons full of liquid love. Throw them at the problem. Get it soaked in love. Because love really can heal anything. It really can.
That is so beautiful.
All right, then. We are done for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Thursday, and we send you all lots and lots of love.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.